His hunger was strong tonight, too strong for his usual fare. He sat brooding in his station wagon, unsatisfied, as the radio scanner clipped to his dashboard sampled the airwaves. The bright amber numbers spun and settled, as the iron sky turned to rust. Tinny telephone voices crackled from the speaker.
Damn it! That's one thing you're not getting. You already got the house, plus all the support money you and your lawyer screwed me out of.
My lawyer says I'm entitled.
Listen, you tell that greasy, money-grubbing bastard.
The language degenerated into a string of curses. He wrote in his notebook, his handwriting small and neat, his notes organized by date and topic. May 1993. Domestic, divorce, argument.
I want the car. I'll get a court order. The Corvette is mine. The hours I put into it. You spent more time with that car than you did with me.
Rebuilt the engine with my own two hands. So forget it. You're not getting it. God, Brenda, you always said you hated it. I can't believe you're doing this to me. Vindictive, lousy bitch. I swear I'll smash it up before I let you have it.
Go and smash it. Total it out. That would suit me fine.
The connection ended, and his scanner sought another. It found a woman ordering Chinese takeout on her way home. A sad little meal for one. He hit seek, seeking meatier fare. The numbers spun and settled, spun and settled. A salesman and buyer negotiated, not over prices, but the size of their kickback and how to avoid reporting the income. He listened, took more notes, dispassionately examining their naked greed. Good for the notebook, but not really the kind of fare he needed. Not tonight. He glanced out the side window. His car sat on a dirt road a few hundred feet off Crestview. From the ridge, the land dropped away, revealing a series of neighborhoods running to the edge of San Francisco Bay. But he wasn't here for the view. From 900 feet above sea level, he could tap into conversations all along the peninsula and across the bay. It wasn't exactly legal, but it was a harmless diversion, a meager crumb of amusement, some warmth for the ice in his veins. A few stars appeared over the lights of the homes below. In the back seat, Lulu shifted her 12-year-old bones into a more comfortable position, her black and white markings stark in the dimming light. The scanner spun and settled, spun and settled. His need grew. A man called his girlfriend.
Jackie, hey, guess what? My wife's going to be traveling on business for a week.
He took notes. A woman complained about her job.
The boss comes on to me like I'm going to suck his weenie for him for his lousy 25-buck raise.
He took notes. A store manager complained about a theft.
The beach swiped it right out from the freezer, just stuck it under her sweater and walked out the door. A fucking 14-pound turkey.
He took notes. And then a woman's voice reached out to him. The word lumpectomy hung in the air. He put his pen down and listened.
Have you told Don?
I can't. I can't. He's never been able to deal with...
Honey, you have to tell him.
What if the doctor decides a lumpectomy isn't enough?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine, Andrea. Statistics.
What if I have to have a radical? He'd walk. I know he'd walk. Things haven't been that great between us lately.
He wouldn't leave you, not like this.
Don can be a bastard sometimes. The things he says to me, you don't know.
I don't want to hear this.
And then where would I be? Disfigured, alone, scared I might die. Oh, God, Karen. Jesus, how could I? How could I even support myself?
Andrea, for God's sake.
Faintly through the silence, he heard what must have been crying. The scanner moved mercifully on.